Welcome to the Bobble On Podcast, where we're committed to providing practical advice and strategies to increase your revenue, unify your team, and create accountability throughout your organization. Let's go. Season 2, episode 74.
12!
I guessed 74.
I know, it's 12. Excited to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back. I hated being away last week.
I know.
It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
For so many reasons.
Yep. Thanks for saying it came out well. So, episode 12, you are back. We're excited. It feels red and hot in here.
Is it because all these walls are orange?
It is kind of strange.
Or is it because of the hair? Mainly the wall?
Mainly the hair.
Mainly the hair.
Okay. Mainly the hair. Welcome back. Bobble On Podcast. What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback recently that people are really engaging with our podcast. They love the content. They feel like they're getting some good value out of it, which we appreciate because that's all we want to do with a podcast.
Yep.
But there's a little bit of a disconnect between what we talk about on the podcast and what we offer in our workshops.
Mm.
And we need to kind of set the stage, like set the, what's the saying?
What would you say you do here?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But we're gonna be going over today what to expect with a Bobble On workshop.
Exactly.
Case in point. And you know, we've done 50, 60 workshops now. We really have a good idea of what happens after. And we wanna talk about the transformation that happens in your company when you book a Bobble On workshop.
Yeah, because a lot of the questions we've gotten have been, hey, like in your workshop, do we talk about like lead generation, networking, marketing, niche focus? Do we talk about sales process, like renewal? All these questions, it's like, well, yes and no, but that's not the focus of the workshop. Mm-hmm. And like, there's a core difference between content that we talk about on podcasts and the actual deliverables that we offer in the workshop.
It's gonna be fun.
Boom.
But first.
Yeah, I've been away for so long. What do we do next?
Personal best of the last 14 days for you.
Yeah.
Personal best of the week, Maddie. What do you got?
I would say, you know, the highlight for me this past week was on Saturday. And Saturday marked the, I don't know, I want to say it was like the fourth or fifth day post-injury. Little back issue. And I was on steroids for like 4 or 5 days leading up to it. And it was the first day I felt like, oh, I can actually move around pain free and walk around. And it's such a bummer, you know, your health is, you take it for granted until you don't have it. And then when you get it back, it's just like this overwhelming rush of euphoria. And I felt that Saturday. Sadie and I and Belle, we hung out on the rooftop and just chilled and enjoyed the nice end of September weather. It was good to kind of be back and feel like I was normal again.
I like it. What was on the grill? What'd you have?
Pork chops.
Mm.
Side Brussels with some sweet potato.
I would say Brussels and sweet potatoes are your like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Like you have those.
I'd say over the last 3 years,
especially,
like that would be go-to starch, right? And go-to veggies. Yeah. The Brussels though, like, you know, there's like a fine line. Leading up to that line, Brussels can be pretty nasty. But then hitting that line, they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires some char, requires them to be at least halved, and some like olive oil and salt and pepper.
You have to be a really good cook to cook Brussels sprouts whole. It's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because when underdone Brussels taste terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good.
Plus, it's hard to char full Brussels.
You have to cook them a different way, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you bake whole? I bake
Brussels a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not saying they're great, but I bake them more than I grill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have them first or do you do them full?
I've done them full and they haven't come out great
more
times than not. I typically either have them or like really fine dice it. I almost make like Brussels rice. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. Oh yeah. Brussels rice.
Don't cross that line.
No, you're right. I think there's just more surface area when you have them, at least have them to get everything, all the goodness on it.
Amen.
What about your personal?
Personal best of the week.
And don't say me gone last week.
Well, then skip me.
Okay, go to the next one.
No. So Saturday, I had a day with the kids. KG was at a wedding that I couldn't go to because we didn't have sitting. And had the kids for the full day, went down to Little Compton. We looked at a house, which was super cool. The kids got to run around outside and check out this huge house. They were just like running around the backyard. Went to a winery, met up with some friends. drove back, and what the coolest thing on the way, best moment of the week was on the way back after like a long, long day. We did soccer before. Mason was just singing, just nonstop, just singing the whole ride home. And at the end of the song, and like it, the song didn't, it had words, he was telling a story, but it was just a long, 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 probably maybe 20 minutes. At the end of the song, he looked at Emma and goes, "That was for you, Emma B." I was just like, oh. I was like, well, broke my heart. I was like, that is awesome. So that was really too special.
20 minutes. I feel like, you know, unless you're Led Zeppelin or Fish, you're not maybe Grateful Dead, you're not producing a 20-minute clip.
No, it was really long. And it was just like whatever he was singing, whatever was going around, he was singing, he goes, "There goes a car." And like he was just going the entire time. It was pretty awesome.
You should record that next time.
I have a couple. I've gotten little clips of him. He's a savage.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, maybe that's going to be his calling.
Whatever he's going to be, it's going to be epic.
Yeah.
He's going to be epic. Yeah. So, Bomb Alarm Workshops. So, the problem is, as we typically talk about, a lot of the audience is reaching out to us all the time. Be like, what is it that you guys do? This is great, give back to the independent agents of the world. Mm-hmm. Love tuning in every single week. But what is a Bobble On Workshop?
Yeah, yeah. I think we've been clear. I'm giving us credit where maybe we don't deserve it, but I'm going to give us credit anyways because mm-hmm. we're in this room and it's the first time in 14 days. We've been good about making our marketing message clear and saying, like, very succinctly, the Bobble On Workshop leads to enhanced accountability, increased revenue, and unified teams, right?
Yep.
Stick to that, because that's literally what it provides.
That's the promised land.
That's where it creates. But the actual how is the piece that we maybe haven't spoken enough about. Mm-hmm. And so the workshop itself, I think just diving into that right now would be really helpful. I mean, at its core, it's a one day, right? It may be oversimplified, but it's a one day workshop. Mm-hmm. It's 7 to 8 hours, depending on how good your team is.
I'm a little direct.
But yeah. Are you a high achiever or are you a low achiever?
Plus or minus 5 to 10 hours. So starting on the beginning is typically a client brings either the leadership team, which could be just the entrepreneur, or it could be the entire team. Mm-hmm. We've had teams of 10, teams of 3, teams of 15, teams of 30, doesn't matter. But the sweet spot is really having 3 to 6 people in the room in that range we've seen lately. And all the people come to Boston. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they spend the night before, break bread. We can be there, but in general, just have a dinner with your leadership team. Mm-hmm. Get out of the office, and it's all about them. There's tons of great spots in Boston. This guy lives in Boston. You can recommend a few, but no.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah.
I think you just said the sweet spot is 5 or 6 people. Yeah. If you have a team of 15 to 20 to 30, coming with your leadership team makes sense. Yeah. 5 to 6.
And who is a leadership team? Give me an example of who that might be.
Yeah, and it might be different for each organization, but really it's like if you have managers in place that head up different departments, that would be ideal. I mean, ideal in our opinion would be a sales manager, a service manager, head of employee services, you yourself, the business owner.
Yeah. But, so you could bring like a CSR account manager, you could bring a good outside or inside sales rep. And that could be like a leadership team per se.
Yeah. Yep. If you don't have technically a leadership team, but you know the leaders in your company, well, then that's a great opportunity to kickstart it.
Perfect.
You come with your 5 or 6 people ideally, and you make a session out of it. And why we like people coming to us so much better is because we don't have to travel. No, we like it so much better because it's a commitment. You're getting outside of your office. You're getting outside of your normal space. So what don't do? You don't check your emails all the time. You don't get walk-ins. You're forced to literally leave and spend time working on the business with your people that matter.
Think big. Yeah. So you come up here, take the night. And if you come a little early, come by, check out the GNN headquarters where we're sitting in now. We introduce you to a bunch of people on the team. You can really see how we operate at GNN. But more importantly, spend some time at night. Stay hydrated, as Tom Brady says. Drink a lot of water.
No tomatoes.
Get up early in the morning, and we start the day typically around 8 o'clock for breakfast, maybe 8:30 for coffee. But the workshop starts as a hard start at 9.
Right.
And we start the workshop at 9, and what we really kind of do is just open it up to personal and professional best. What's working in the agency? What's not working? What are some issues we know about? Who stepped up? We go over just some basic stuff in the agency.
You're right, and we do go over basic stuff. The reason why it's so important, though, is that the last thing you want to do is start a session with a team and not have everyone communicate, mm-hmm. and have it just be the entrepreneur, the business owner, and you and I.
Yep.
And so what, this icebreaker of sorts is really important. One, because it opens a trust tree, kind of gets people, you know, talking about themselves and just giving feedback. Yep. But it's more so just getting in the habit of getting everyone to communicate.
Bingo. And we also, we don't want to give advice when something could be working.
Right.
We're going to be like, we got to fix the sales process. And the sales process is like the one thing you guys think you're perfect.
Right.
So we really want to make sure that's ironed out. And the second part right into what we dive into is we go into what does the organization look like? Let's go through the chart. Let's go through where people sit in the organization. What do we have conflicts? Is everyone in the right seat? Mm-hmm. What's going on here? We spend some time there. Could take plus or minus 45 minutes, half hour, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of go through the chart.
And we start there because a lot of companies, big and small, need to focus inward first before they look at like solving problems, like other like extraneous problems, and really looking at like who's in charge of what, who's accountable for what, who might be accountable for more than what they should be.
Yep.
And that's a good way for us to identify what changes we need to make, organizational changes we need to make before the other stuff kind of gets solved.
Yes.
So once we're done with that, we talk about process and just in general, we really identify like what process means versus training. And we talk a little bit about like, you know, the training manuals that we all have out there versus what process really looks like and why process is so important. But we really identify the structure of it and how to structure process the right way. So the whole team starts using it on a regular basis throughout your entire agency. Like every component of your business needs to have process written in checklist format, but no one stands up and says, this is how you do it.
Yep.
And so we spend some time doing that.
Most people, like you just said, do not do any talk about process because they don't either one, know how to do it, or two, it's just that scary, like, I don't want to do all that. That just seems like a waste of time. Like, let me just hire someone who's done it before.
Or it's going to take so much time. Like, oh my God, this is going to take me years. I'm not good at following. I'm not, attention to detail isn't my strength. I'm not good at like following through on this stuff.
Yep.
And we demystify how crazy the process can be.
Yeah. So after we're breaking bread, we're making sure it's really clear in the morning what's going on. We do the structure, we do process. Now we talk about where are we going? Mm-hmm. Where's the company going in a year? What are we trying to do in 90 days? We start setting some company goals, which is such a cool kickstart into the day. Where are we going? What are we doing? And all together, where do we want to go? And then how do we get there? How do we start making traction in the next quarter?
Yeah, I think this is actually, this is a really important point because a lot of workshops or sessions just focus on training in the sense of I'm going to teach you, I'm going to talk to you, you better take notes, write down, learn, then take back home and work. This workshop is entirely different. The first two components, we do a little bit more on the training. The rest of the day is all about let's work on it together.
Yep.
Let's build your business together. Let's make it more efficient. So we start working on the goals, focusing on where we're headed, and we start writing them down and making sure that they are super smart, and we put them on our Bob Allen Organizer, which is a one-page document that every existing client gets.
Mm-hmm. It's not even one page.
What is it like?
There's no paper.
Oh, you're right. It's digital.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a printout, though.
True. Digital organizer. Yeah, so that's really the morning. And then what we truly try to do is take an hour lunch. We try at that point. We just went over four topics so quick, but they each take about an hour.
Yeah.
Because it's like heavy, heavy thought process. We need a breaker at this point.
Yeah.
We try to go off-site and really try to have a lunch together and just talk about how the morning went, talk about what's going on in your personal life, talk about where you're going, talk about sports teams, talk about anything outside of what we just went over. Really just try to clear the mind.
Because you're drinking from a fire hose.
Yes.
You're drinking from a fire hose for 4 hours straight. This is new information that you've never been, you know, confronted with. You start to see aha moment after aha moment. Oh my God, that will make my life easier. I can start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm. And that's exhausting.
Very.
It's exhausting. It's exciting for people, but it's exhausting at the same time.
Burning a ton of calories.
And the goal setting piece is really, it takes a good amount of time because it's one thing to decide where you want to go, but then to also write it and then actually assign those goals to other people in your organization appropriately based on the org chart. It's like, it takes time. Yeah.
Fireball. So starting the second half of the day, so we've got, again, we know where we're going now. We kind of know what we should be doing inside the organization and maybe who should be doing it with the org chart. Now we really try to figure out, okay, like, what do we have to do on a weekly basis to get there?
Right.
And that's what the whole second half of the day starts with.
Because we know that the compound effect is real. And if you want to get results, you have to do the little things routinely, consistently over time.
Yeah.
And so it really starts with, what do we need to start tracking? Mm-hmm. Do we have a good grip of our data? What type of data do we need to look at? Mm. What do we need to be pulling? Who needs to be accountable for what? Mm. What scorecard metrics do we need to have in place? Mm. And we haven't met one agency in the country, even some of the best run, that have really well-written scorecard metrics, which are weekly measurables. And so we spend some time really focusing on why that's so important and then help them create it.
Yeah, no data is bad to collect. But spending a quarter just collecting data that you don't need is really frustrating.
Yeah.
And data that you don't need necessarily, that you're focusing on, setting goals on, you could throw everybody off just by having this huge subset of data that actually doesn't produce results.
Yeah.
So we take some time focusing on it. We like that we go over this piece after we've gone on where we're trying to go, because based on where we're trying to go, we can collect the data as opposed to the other way around.
There's a method to the madness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in general, all of like, we go over 8 to 10 really important critical topics. These are tools or processes or components of the overall operating system that like need to be in place out of 30, 40 different tools we've learned over the many years. We've really isolated that. For those of you listening, like we've isolated down 30 to 40 processes and tools that systems, highly functioning operating systems require. And we've narrowed it down to like, these are the 8 that must be in place. If you don't have these 8 in place.
Yeah, you can't even get started.
So we're done with the scorecard. We've talked about weekly measurables.
Now what we come to is the biggest part of the mini. This entire time, we're collecting issues, which just to be clear, issues are like a hot topic that I don't really want to touch on. Most times it's process related. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's people. Sometimes it's the office lease. Who could financials? Debt could be anything. But this entire time we really haven't been talking about problems yet. We've just been talking where we're going. Then we spend as much time as we have left on the problems. So when the client leaves the meeting, there is no outstanding issues. Mm-hmm. Everything has been completely solved in a solve. Not to get too deep into it means someone's responsible to see it to the finish.
Exactly. I think that one of the biggest frustrations is when you're an entrepreneur, business owner, manager, and you have blind spots. We talk about this a lot, but if you've got, you know, you have blind spots because you're fearful of the next fire that's going to hit you. And you're not sure which one it's going to be and how big it's going to be, but you know it's coming. You just don't know when it is. And so that keeps you up at night. And the beauty of this workshop, out of many other things, is by the end, you've got normal blind spots. You know your problems. You know the fires are going to come, but you already have a plan of attack. Mm. And that roadmap is what's so powerful about the system.
And this is also why having multiple people in the workshop is a really good thing. Yeah. Like, we're okay having a solopreneur go through this workshop, but it's just not as effective.
Yeah.
Because at this point, one person solving every single problem just doesn't necessarily lead to too far. The Babylon system can work for a solopreneur for everything we just mentioned before, to setting him or her up for what they want to get towards. But issue resolution is like, what do you think, Bob?
I don't know, Bob.
It doesn't really work too well.
Yeah. That and the org chart. I mean, because you're literally the name. You're Bugs Bunny on the entire org chart.
Bob. Yeah.
Maybe Bob's mom. And part of the issue resolution is we talk about the weekly meeting. We talk about the importance, and we've touched on this in the past, but we really hammer home a couple of hours of really every component of the most effective weekly meeting that most agencies don't have, most businesses don't have. And even if you do have a meeting, it's not run the way we really want to see it run. And part of the issue resolution is a component of that meeting.
Yep.
But we dive down so that by the time people leave, they know, all right, we've got something in place. We know the roadmap. We have a very clear vision of where we're going and how to get there. Mm-hmm. And everyone's in their own lane. Everyone knows exactly what the next steps are.
And I think what makes the Babylon workshops so special for you and I is what happens right after this. So this entire process would be great, but you and I can speak the language that the insurance agent is going through. And we understand, because we've hired consultants for us in the past. Some have been excellent, some haven't worked, but regardless, the consultant relationship kind of stopped after the end of the meeting. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, hey, book me next time and I'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, we've solved that problem with the Babylon workshops by providing weekly phone calls And obviously everything's shared digitally after the workshop, that part I missed, but after everything's shared, it's weekly phone calls to keep you on track until we meet next time. Mm-hmm. I love that part about our workshop is that we know the pain you're going through and we're gonna avoid that pain for you by not letting you fail.
Right.
Ken.
The nice thing about the end of the workshop is that to come back 1 second and then tie it in, is that we have built the roadmap with them so the client knows exactly what the next step is. And newsflash, it is to have your weekly meeting and to start your weekly meeting every single week and run it and use the organizer that we offer you, that mm-hmm. we built with you yeah. to continue. So there's a piece of accountability already built in, but then to add on the weekly calls as support, as an accountability partner per se, and to help like remove hurdles, obstacles, to hear out what issues are you having? What issues are you not having? Like, are there people problems going on? Are there some process stuff? What's not sticking? Can we clarify stuff? Mm-hmm. But yeah, to talk on the deliverables, we know, I think it's important. Everyone gets a completed organizer, which is their roadmap. Everyone gets all the core processes that we believe every agency should have, mm-hmm. and a reference guide for every single tool we talk about that day. So you can look
massive.
Back to it.
Massive support after. And again, we could teach referral generation for years. We love it. We've always been gripped us. It's been so good. But we've realized that the consultants out there and the lead programs out there that just teach you how to get leads might not be tackling the core issue that we have in the agency. So we've spent the entire day working through the entire agency. And now when you have the weekly support calls, we know where it's going. We've documented weekly meetings. We've recorded some stuff with you. We've talked you through hiring the right producer, hiring the right service representative. How do we get somebody off the team who's not working? And now the next quarter comes, we get to come back to Boston with the team, or maybe just the entrepreneur himself or herself, doesn't matter. We get to go through another quarterly, make sure everything's on track, and go through a whole different topic we missed last time, like sales process, service process, referral generation, wherever we might want to go, right? Mm-hmm. We get to sit in that for the next quarter and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. This workshop has been refined because in the beginning, we did spend too much time on referral generation, mm-hmm. and that wasn't the core issue.
Exactly. It's like, if you have a broken car or a broken vehicle and it's not working well, but you get the most expensive gasoline in the world and you pour it in, well, it's not going to really help the car. Nope. And I think what we were looking at is referral generation or marketing or networking or sales or all these other things that people raise their hand and say, I need help with this. Mm-hmm. We were listening to that and say, we can help with that. We know how to help with that, but it's just the expensive gasoline.
Yeah.
And the car is not being fixed.
Well, the service representatives, sales representatives, to your point, are not complaining about that. Mm. The entrepreneur might just say to himself or herself, we need more leads.
Right.
But the sales and service people are like, nah, you're right. Way off.
Yeah, yeah.
You're way off. That's not the problem.
We're not even talking about our issues.
Yeah, we're
not even talking about our problems. And that level of infrastructure is so important. And I think that making mistakes over the years and listening to hundreds, like having hundreds of phone calls with agents across the country, of them raising their hand, saying, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, I've got this issue, I've got can you help with this, we realize quickly, yes, you're all different, but you all have the core issue of you can't help yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't help yourself. So the Babylon system helps you help yourself.
Perfect. So as we've gone over, now you can see why this increases revenue. You can see why this unifies your team, because your team is there coming up with the solutions. And we've created accountability throughout the organization. This is the solve. This is the solve that insurance agencies need. And we are coming out with more and more ways to make this feasible for all agents across the country. But you gotta take the first step. And the first step is reaching out to us to seeing if this is right for you. So 2020's coming. We've got dozens of workshops booked in Q4 and Q1. We want you to be the next person. And so how do we get that done?
Yeah, visit our website. And we make it very clear how easy it is to schedule a call. Mm-hmm. You click one button, you schedule a call, and then you have a call with us. Mm-hmm. And we talk a little bit about what your current situation is. And we promise to be super, super salesy and pushy.
But yeah, it's Babylon.com. It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah.
It's very simple. We want to help the independent agent community because we feel like there's not enough education. There's not enough people who have had success in the independent agent channel who can tell you here is exactly how you can do it too.
Yeah.
And the only way we can know how you can do it is if we look at from the bottom up. We can't just hear top level problems. Mm-hmm. We got to hear the whole thing. So this works.
Yeah, entrepreneurs, I mean, I think you said something, alluded to this earlier, but entrepreneurs, one of the biggest mistakes I think that most entrepreneurs in the world make is that they believe that they are the ones that have to work on the business. And they realize that they're not working on the business or working in the business. That's only stage one. Stage one is figuring out how do I provide, create time to work on the business. But real, the real key is how do I create an environment where my entire team is working on the business? And the Babylon system is the how to get to that point. It's the how you get your entire team helping you work on the business. Mm. Book a workshop, Zach.
Book it, Dano. Season 2, episode 12, in the books.
In the books.